Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, September 4th, 2024. The City of Bangor's Business and Economic Development Committee meets tonight, and the first item on their agenda is housing. They have contracted with a company called HR&A Advisors to conduct a Bangor housing study, and the draft of their report has been released ahead of tonight's meeting. Here are some of the findings from the report. Quote, Bangor's population is shrinking, becoming older and higher income. Available homes may not always meet the needs of Bangor residents. End quote. So in other words, gentrification is happening there. And here are some of the numbers that they cite. While the state's population grew by 3% between 2012 and 2022, Bangor's population declined by 4%. The number of households in Bangor with income of more than $100,000 per year has doubled, and more than 2,000 households with less than $75,000 per year income left, which is a little bit complicated because it doesn't explain whether they moved away or maybe some of those people are earning more money. Rent increased by 14% in the city between 2020 and 2022. In the 8 years prior to that, by comparison, it had increased by only 10%. In just 3 years, from 2020 to 2023, housing prices in Bangor increased by 42%. They cite the U.S. Census Bureau, Zillow, Maine Multiple Listing Service, and State of Maine Housing Production Studies as their sources for those numbers. You can read the full, albeit draft, report at BangorMaine.gov. And if you're interested in this topic, you can hear more by listening in on tonight's meeting, either in person or you can watch it online. There's a link at BangorMaine.gov to do that as well. In Ellsworth, the Beth C. Wright Cancer Resource Center is now accepting submissions for their Trees for Hope Festival fundraiser in December. They accept donations of decorated trees, which are displayed at the festival, where attendees can purchase raffle tickets and win one of the trees. The trees can be real or artificial, but they do not accept live trees. And some of the decorations are done according to themes. For more information or to sign up to participate, contact the Beth C. Wright Cancer Resource Center by emailing info@bethwrightcancercenter.org. And that's Wright spelled with a W. So Beth, W-R-I-G-H-T, cancercenter.org. That's all for today. Let me know what's happening around your town. You can reach me at news@weru.org. And be sure to also add your events to our online and on-air community calendar at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.